Good morning and welcome back to Teletoons. This is episode 7, I believe, and we are on WIUX B-Side Radio. Today's show is a Chloe pick.
Yes, today we are doing Freaks and Geeks, which is low-key my favorite show of all time. Like, I'm obsessed with it. So starting off strong, we are going to be doing the theme song of the show, Bad Reputation by Joan Jett. That was A Bad Reputation by Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. If you were just tuning in, this is Teletoons with Meg and Chloe on WIX B-Side. Today is our Freaks and Geeks episode.
It's true. That's all.
To give a little background of Freaks and Geeks, the show takes place in the 1980s in like a Midwestern high school.
Yep.
It follows the Weir siblings, Lindsay and Sam Weir. Lindsay goes through a bit of a bad girl era. She was very straight-laced, on the mathletes, church girl, like, just a good, goody little two-shoes. But then, like, her sophomore year of high school, I believe,
she just, like, decides to make a change.
She decides she wants to be edgy.
Mm-hmm. And she just approaches, like, the grunge kids and is like, hey, you guys.
She's just like, let's be friends.
And they're like, who are you?
Well, she has a crush on one of them, Daniel.
James Franco,
yes.
Right? Yes. Oh,
so
what a dream.
He is. He's so dreamy.
Yeah.
The show is created by Judd Apatow. If you've listened to the show, you know I love Judd Apatow. He...
Oh, my gosh. I didn't know it was him.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So,
I love him.
This show very much is the origin of the Jason Segel, James Franco, Seth Rogen trio.
Mm-hmm.
Linda Cardellini plays Lindsay Weir. We've talked about her a lot on the show because she was Wendy in Gravity Falls.
Yes, and then she was Velma in Scooby-Doo.
Yes.
So we have like three babies on this show. We have Fleetwood Mac, Stevie Nicks, and Linda Cardellini?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Our babies. Is yeah, that how you say it? Yeah, Cardellini. It sounds like a pasta.
It does. I was trying to say that. Yeah, that's Cardellini. That's for sure.
But this next song is kind of inspired more by her brother. This song is in the first episode. Sam has a crush on this girl, Cindy, which he, like, just is obsessed with throughout the entire show. And in this episode, he, like, gets the courage to ask her to dance at the school dance. Lindsay is being punished and has to chaperone the school dance because she did something bad. She cut class. I don't exactly remember what she did, but
she's
this
bad girl.
This song plays at the school dance, and it's like the end moment. It's like a very teen coming of age moment. So this is "Come Sail Away" by Styx.
Captain, so climb aboard. We'll search for tomorrow on every shore, and I'll try. Oh Lord, I'll try to carry on. Somehow we missed out on the pot of gold, but we'll try best that we can to carry on. A gathering of angels.
That was Come Sail Away by Styx.
Oh, I was like, what's playing music? It was my phone. Sorry.
That song plays in the first episode. I really like that moment. I found a little article that I think kind of explains why I picked the next song. I kind of had to do a little refresher, a little research to kind of just refresh myself on the music. I've seen this show twice. There is only one season. And the show takes place in the 80s, but it came out in 1999, I believe. So it's more of like a 90s, kind of going into early 2000s show, even though it takes place in the 80s. So I kind of had to refresh myself on all the 80s music that they play. So I found this, I think it was a podcast or a video called Bad Reputation, an oral history of the Freaks and Geeks soundtrack by Consequence. And they interviewed actually like the cast and like the show creators. And one quote from the article I want to read is about how one of the creators of the show, Paul Feig?
Man.
created a show Bible of like all the music in the show. So the article says Van Halen is attributed to the Freaks. The Bee's Gees were given to the Geeks. The Doobie Brothers were tagged to the Freaks and the Geeks. Simon and Garfunkel was tasked to the teachers. And the B-52s, well, they were nobody's business.
That's super epic.
So this next song is It's About Time by Van Halen.
Time's on.
That was It's About Time by Van Halen. They play a lot of different Van Halen songs in the show. I don't know if that's one that they play in the show, but that was one of the songs that was like in my like liked Van Halen songs. So that's why I chose that song. But
what character of the show do you think that you are most?
Okay. 100% Lindsay. Like, okay. Lindsay all the way.
I'm okay, main character.
Main character.
Main character
energy. And you just took a little BuzzFeed quiz.
Yes, I did take a BuzzFeed quiz. I haven't watched a show in like how about years? So I wanted to take a quiz to see like what character I was. No, my results went away. Shoot. That's okay. But I got freaking Kim.
And I called it. I said that you do give Kim.
She's like, you give Lindsay, but Loki, you give Kim. And I was like, okay. Oh, thanks. She's the blonde girl at the beginning who's kind of like a jerk. And she's like so down bad for James Franco. And Chloe's like, are you not? I'm like, no. Yeah, James Franco. Handsome James Franco. But I'm a Dave Franco fan myself. Truly, what's his name? Jason Segel?
Yes.
I am a big Epic fan.
No,
How I Met Your Mother, I love him in everything that he is in. But yeah, so I'm a big fat fan of Jason Segel. But James Franco, thanks. I like it. But yeah, I got Kim. If you were a freak or a geek?
I mean, like, in high school, I would say that I was a geek.
Okay, real.
But, like, I think the reason I relate to Lindsay is because her whole thing is she was a geek, and then one day she's like...
turned into a freak.
She's like, wait, I want to be edgy. Guys, I'm edgy, I promise. Wait,
guys, please.
And that's why I relate to her, because she respects her parents. She gets, like, straight A's.
Okay, queen.
But then she, like, gets kind of burnt out. And, like, she's not a burnout in the sense that, like, oh, she's always been a burnout, always smoking. She gets burnt, academically burnt out, mm-hmm. and then becomes kind of a freak, which I really relate to. But I don't know if I was actually ever as cool as her.
That's fair. No, you are. Well, you are now, and so that's what matters, because that was her character arc. But at the very first episode, but still, character arc nonetheless. I would say I'm a geek through and through. I'm not cool enough to be, and I'll admit that with, like, pride. I'm not cool enough to be like a freak, unless I was Jason Segel, but because he's kind of more of a dork.
He is. Well, he kind of has this whole, my favorite thing about it is he has this whole character arc where he is
we're
very,
talking about character arcs like crazy.
I keep bringing it up. He is very much like a burnout, right? But then the last episode he plays Dungeons and Dragons with all of the geeks.
Yeah, he's me.
Yeah,
I'm not a Dungeons and Dragons fan, but I'm like, I do, like, I think I present myself, I don't know, I was gonna say I present myself cool. I don't.
You do.
Thank you, but I don't think I do. But yeah, so I think that truthfully, like, there is, like, a nerd inside of me through, like, for so many things. Like, if there's one thing if I like something, it's not just I like it. I'm like a nerd about it.
That's so real. That's how I am about this show.
Real. But this next song I picked because it's just vibes of the show. But also, this song, I will always say, is one of the best songs ever written. And people are like, what are you talking about? You're kidding. And those people, boo. How about boo? Because this song is so good. It's More Than a Feeling by Boston.
I'm
music, forget the day, and dream of a girl I used to know.
So yeah, I think that's the best song like ever. And anytime it comes on, truthfully, anytime that comes on in my car, I'm like, best song ever, best song ever, because I just have to say it.
It was a good song. I really enjoyed that.
So awesome. But this next song is a Chloe pick.
Yes. If you were just tuning in, this is Telly Tunes on WRUX B-Side Internet Radio. I did want to give a little brief refresher of the characters because we've mentioned them, but I don't think I like. Explained and named all the characters. So you have the Freaks, which is Lindsay Weir, and then Nick, Daniel, and Ken, who is played by Seth Rogen. Ken is my baby girl. Do you remember his character a lot?
I remember him kind of being I always thought he was a bit of a meathead. Is that his character?
He's like the person who's like, you think he might just be like kind of dumb and spacey, but he really is just like a softy deep down. Like, I love him so much. He's so sweet. And then to talk about the geeks a little bit more, because I feel like we haven't really talked about them a ton. Because they are kind of, I would say their storyline is more of the B storyline. Like, kind of lighthearted kind of shenanigans. So the geeks are Sam Weir and then Bill and Neil, which are his best friends. And they're freshmen in high school. They're entering high school for the first time. They are very just kind of like awkward and anxious and like,
yeah, I'm a geek.
No, so
funny. My mom texted me and she said that she's also a geek.
That's so cute.
And her name is Kim.
Crazy.
Hi, Mom.
But if you don't really know the show, Nick and Lindsay have a little romance, which is my favorite.
Tell them what you were telling me.
Well, so this song is kind of a little, so the song is in the show. It's a really like cool scene in the show, I think. But it also happens to be one of my boyfriend's favorite bands. This is a song by Rush, and there's a scene where Nick, who is a drummer in the show, he like gets this like dry ice and he like places it on this thing so it like fills his room, his like garage with like steam, and he has all these strobe lights and he has like a 20-piece drum set.
Okay, king.
And he just puts on his headphones and like goes crazy, goes ham at the drums. But the joke is that he's actually really bad at the drums, but he's listening to the song, so he thinks he sounds as good as the song.
I love it.
But Lindsay's in the corner, like, putting on the dry ice for him, and she's like, yeah! I'm like, great job, babe! But, so I feel like if I had to be anyone in the show, I'd be Lindsay, and I feel like Andre is a little bit Nick.
Andre is her boyfriend. And he's also a drummer.
And he is a drummer.
But he is a good drummer.
He is a good drummer. He's an actual good drummer. So this is Spirit of the Radio by Rush.
We'll be right back.
That was The Spirit of the Radio by Rush. Very epic song, very epic scene, very good drums.
Very good drums.
Very good drums. I know so much about music.
I know so much.
This next song is not like an 80s or like kind of like an era song, but it's a more recent song that just kind of is very like on the nose. Like, we had to play this one.
On the nose, the same title.
This is Freaks by Surf Curse. That was Freaks by Surf Cruise. This next song is Megan's pick.
I picked this one. I love Heart. And I don't know if they're 80s or not. I think they are, but I'm not sure. Someone fact check me on that. But yeah, this is Heart, Crazy on You.
Thank you.
That was Crazy on You by Heart. I just love them. Those gals. They are always.
And if you're just now tuning in, this is Tellytunes.
Whoa. And
just to replug, this is Tellytunes on WIOX Internet.
B-Side Radio.
B-Side.
Ow, ow, ow. This next song is, I downloaded the wrong one, but it's close enough.
That was my fault. I added two songs. It was my fault, babe.
I should have double checked.
No. So we were just talking about how Megan is a little Kim.
Yep.
But more Kim in the end. Like, in the beginning, she is very angry. She's very angsty. I don't think Megan is one of the least angsty people I've ever met.
Thank you. I will say, she was saying, she's a very angry girl. Like, I get angry. I get angry sometimes. Okay, that's the least angsty thing I've ever said
so
in my
about
life.
It.
Hey, wait, but I get mad sometimes too. What about that? Gosh.
But towards the end, Kim doesn't have a lot of character development, so I feel like you're more towards Kim towards the end. Maybe like Kim in her college era, if she would go to college. Because she talks about how she wants to be a lawyer.
That's so
academic
me.
Academic weapon.
That is so me.
But like,
I actually told my parents one time, well, I'm a film major for the people who don't know, but I once asked my parents, I was like, what if I was like a doctor? They're like, I mean, okay. They were very much like, okay. That's not me.
That's
but
so real.
But yeah, I could be a lawyer.
No, what I think makes you Kim is that you have a very free spirit. You have, like, a very big heart. You wear your heart on your sleeve.
Thank you.
And you're very loyal and you're a girl's girl. Kim is a girl's girl.
Yes! Thank you. Like, I loved hearing all those nice things about myself. That was awesome, guys.
But this song is yeah, I'm just talking discussion.
Okay.
This song is kind of the angstier side of Kim. I wanted to play some like 80s girl rock. This is my fave. This is Bruised Violet by Babes in Toyland. That was Bruise Violet by Babes in Toyland. That was actually...
That's so me.
The right one.
Okay, good.
I got the names mixed up.
Good, good, good. Excellent.
I wanted to do a little vibe shift back to the little article I quoted in the beginning. I'm going to pronounce it wrong again.
Earlier she was like, are we going to play the song by the Bee Gees? The Bee Gees? I was like, hold on. The what? You mean the Bee Gees? You're like, oh, Bee Gees.
I promise I knew it. Like, I promise I've like, so this isn't my first day hearing of them. I was a little.
It's only her first day alive. That's all. It was the Bee's Gees was what you called it earlier. Bee's Gees.
Okay, wait. So it's the Bee Gees.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, Bee Gees.
This is more of a geek song. So this is More Than a Woman by the Bee Gees. More Than a Woman by
you got it
the Bee Gees.
Oh my god,
I keep overthinking it.
So awesome.
It's you do it wrong once,
you can't do it right again. Yeah, that's so fair. This next song, Chloe pick.
Yes, to go back to that song really quickly, the first one, I picked that song partly because of the article and like they played that band a lot in the show. But also because Sam has a really big crush on this girl named Cindy, and it's really sweet, and Aww. It's like first love, first high school crush. She is like the girl next door, and he like throughout the show just like is trying to get up the courage to ask her out, and he's like obsessed with her. So that was my kind of like Sam and Cindy kind of song.
Aww.
Even though she ends up being toxic. is the twist. But this is, we had to play this one. This is Long Train Runnin' by the Doobie Brothers. Long Train Running by the Doobie Brothers.
We are nearing our end, but once again, this is Teletoons with Meg and Chloe on WIUX B-Side Radio. This last song we have for you was also a Chloe pick, but I will say I do have a very fond love for this song.
I was just trying to pick like a very coming-of-age kind of 80s song. I think this song kind of encapsulates both groups, the freaks and the geeks.
And everybody, for that matter.
Everyone. Freaks, geeks, everyone in between.
Everyone alike.
Just to finally say, like, a little final note, I love this show. I'm so happy I got
She's been, like, kicking her little feet that we were doing this. It's so awesome.
I
love the enthusiasm. But
I wrote my college essay about this show.
Oh, I love it!
Fun fact.
That is so awesome.
Okay, this is Tears for Fears, Everybody Wants to Rule the World.
Well,
is Everybody Wants to Rule the World by Tears for Fears.
And this has been Teletoons with Meg and Chloe on WIUX B-Side Radio. Be sure to tune in next week, 10 a.m. Monday. And yeah, we'll see you on the other side.
Goodbye.